in the war. There's thank you, Joel wrote somewhere in the beginning. The one continuation of the one I spoke about last time here today with the China and all that. Then we got the racists. There's a racist sitting there also. And he's a little bold and he's outspoken. And there's someone who is there. Maybe they're sitting at a cafe or something, and there's a mother with a couple of children. She's afro-skinned with one of those black hoodies on, what do you call it, burqa? This racist guy is kind of complaining about immigrants. And then someone says, you know, that's also part of this colonialism, you know. First, we here suck out all the goods from these countries, including Arabia and so on. And we war there, and we take over their garments so we can suck out even more. People there remaining poor, their society is unstable and messy. So when you see, even when you see these Muslims in their black dresses, that's also a reaction to colonialism. Read your history and you'll find. Now, if all these countries were as civilized as we call it, as high standard, as cool as we are, with technology and money and living comforts and this and that, then we would just welcome them as brothers and sisters, right? From just another color of the skin, another culture. But not when they come here, sometimes taking shelter after we destroy their countries with our political, global political schemes, and then we despise them. And yes, sometimes even that racist comes up, that they are, after all, less evolved than we white Westerners are. Come on, let's just be frank about it, says that guy.